Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
When I was in college, I took a camping hiking course. It fulfilled a basic requirement. Overall, it was a good experience. Interestingly, I learned a lot. However, I remember one bad experience. The weather didn't cooperate. Our group pitched our tent, but it started pouring. Then the temperature dropped dramatically. It was a freezing, soppy mess. Sadly, our group squeezed into a car and spent the night there, shivering. Unfortunately, our tent nor our car provided the covering and protection we needed. Thankfully, God's covering and protection doesn't look like that. So let's tear into God's covering and protection. We always explore four categories in Scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. So we're going to start with what does it say? In this content, we will look at verse portions from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 as we explore God's covering and protection. Here we go. First one. Our ancestors were all under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. Next one. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. All right, the third one. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. All right, the next one, I think it's number four. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. And number five, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so you can endure it. This is what those scripture portions say. So let's go on to the second section. What does it mean? Let's consider some ideas about God's covering and protection. First, let's look at two interesting examples from the section, What Does It Say?, that we just went through. The first one we'll look at is, they were under the cloud. God literally covered His people with a cloud, a kind of force field protecting them from the elements, from predators, including Pharaoh's army, from fears that consume. It was a physical reminder they lived under God's covering. The second example, they all passed through the sea, safe, unharmed, in amazement, hearts pumping wildly. Perhaps they reached with arms to let fingers skim into the wall of water that formed their escape passage. Maybe children gaped at fish swimming alongside. God provided an escape route with tons of seawater piled up on either side, looming with possible threat of collapse as the Hebrews scampered through to the other side. Another physical reminder they lived with God's protection. All right, let's look at some analysis points about God's covering and protection. First analysis point. Everyone needs covering and protection. You and me too. The Israelites were sheltered against elements by God's presence as a cloud. Interestingly, this cloud became a warming pillar of fire at night. Plus, They passed through walls of water, a huge miracle, in order to escape danger. The second analysis point, God chose the Hebrews. You are my special people. I have chosen you. Further, God miraculously intervened and provided, sometimes altering physical properties that he created in order to help them. Why would he do that? Well, because he chose them and loved them. The third analysis point, God chooses you. You are my special child. I have chosen you. Notice or not, God already provides covering and protection for you. However, following Jesus doesn't mean an easy, comfortable, no-suffering life. It does mean God gets you through each day well. And then the fourth analysis point. God is most concerned about your character, especially since your body alone is not who you really are. It's a wonderful covering and provision from him, but it will die one day unless Jesus returns first. Rather, Jesus wants you to eat and drink of him, to nourish the real you. So plant your life on the rock. Remember, that rock was Christ. Okay, let's talk a bit about stepping out from God's covering and protection. Physical provisions are a picture of God's involvement in your life. When people stop trusting God for physical provision, they also step away from other provisions, in fact, from the very source of their life. In trusting other sources than God, a person engages in spiritual adultery. Interestingly, this is a form of rebellion against God's intimate involvement in life. God addressed the Israelites' rebellion, and 23,000 people died in one day. I think it's worth looking at another idea, testing Christ, and those verse phrases talked about that. From God's perspective, idolatry means breaking relationship with him by preferring other people, things, and experiences to satisfy needs and desires. In other words, any other covering or protection than Jesus. When the Israelites tested Christ, they were punished with snakes that killed many. Additionally, they grumbled. Engaged in a habit of grumbling brought the destroying angel. Have you ever tested Christ in similar ways? Have you doubted God's intentions toward your life? Let's talk about some examples and some warnings. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11 says, "Physical pictures are examples and warnings for us." Have you ever presented yourself cheaply? This could be in a sexual manner or any other pursuit of covering and protection outside God. Perhaps you ignore God's accountability. How about grumbling or lack of gratitude? This stuff gets on God's radar and proves you don't trust his love and goodness. I'm guessing you haven't faced death for disobedience or been bit by a snake because something's more important to you than God. You've likely not cringed in terror of a destroying angel for ongoing grumbling. Again, these are examples and warnings, pictures. You should heed them when you first value other things or experiences more than God, when you second participate in self-focused behaviors, or when you third give yourself cheaply to users who don't honor God, or when you number four continually complain and grumble in your current situation. That's what those scriptures mean. Now let's make it personal. Do any of these verses represent some of your behaviors? Incidentally, these are root responses to God. Actually, he'd rather not punish you. Rather, he wants you to become increasingly more like Christ. He takes your sin seriously. Do you? You might defend yourself and say, "I don't do that." Or, "God won't help me if I trust him." Or, "God won't punish me. That's Old Testament stuff." If you have thoughts like that, you're already responding like those Hebrews. Rather risky, testing Christ, don't you think? This all sounds serious. It is. However, when you embrace faith and obedience, God opens a new way, which transforms you. Joy and peace show up. You discover the adventure of living for Jesus in details of life. Well, we do need wisdom in order to live for Christ in the details of our daily lives. James 1, 5 through 8 says to ask God for wisdom and help. Life can get pretty hard. It can get challenging and even confusing. But God rewards your faith and obedience, not necessarily by granting your wishes, but by making you more like Jesus. Consider this. God is more interested in your growth into Christ-like character than your comfort level. Yet he also cares about your comfort. Why not trust him for both and accept how he chooses to show his faithfulness to you? Perhaps life is more about you showing you truly love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This short journey on earth is your chance to be faithful to him. Additionally, your life on earth is the only time you can prove your loyalty, love, and confidence in God. It's the only time you have to prove you love God and will obey him, no matter how hard life gets. God is always quite invested in your special life. So, how do you make it personal? Well, first of all, honor and glorify God. Second, let your life be one of service. Third, be a model for others. Fourth, encourage those who suffer. Next, be faithful, like Jesus is faithful. And finally, remember this: if you don't stand firm, you will not stand at all. That's from Isaiah 7, verse 9b. That's how you make those scripture portions personal. Now we go to the final category, make a commitment. And this is where we talk about application thoughts and questions. Let's start with number one: will you commit to be faithful to God no matter what? Number two, do you believe you are special to God? Three, are you nourishing yourself with Christ the rock? Are you planted on him? Four, in what way do you need to accept God's covering and protection? Number five, list specific, practical, creative strategies you can implement for someone else's well-being. Number six, do you ever carry yourself in a less than holy manner? Seven, have you tested Christ by not believing his promises? Eight, how much do you grumble? Nine, if you are weary or need wisdom, turn to God. He will provide covering and protection. And then number 10, remember, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He will provide a way out so you can endure it. Portions of this content came from our book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture your personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.